38. On the Absolution. The Absolution is a very large ship, and it's a long walk from Vi to the assembly room. With every step, Cardinal feels more desolate. Phasma is an empty fiction, a legend built of lies. And the First Order, and even Brendel Hux himself, chose Phasma over Cardinal. Brendel, knowing Phasma was out for herself, knowing she would sell out her own family to get what she wanted. Brendel had looked at Phasma and seen a great leader, someone to put on propaganda posters and raise up on a pedestal. And Brendel paid for that mistake. It's hard for Cardinal to think of what it must have been like for Brendel, dying of a mysterious disease, a deadly riddle that even the most state-of-the-art med droids couldn't solve. Did Brendel recognize the symptoms? Try to tell the droids what was happening to him? Did Brendel know that Phasma was behind it? Did he look through his closet for some remnant of Parnassus that might hide a glittering gold carapace? Did he call in Armitage as he floated in the Bacta, becoming more and more liquid himself, and speak to the boy about the future of the First Order, the only thing the two Hux men could wholeheartedly agree on? Did Brendel suggest then that Phasma be lifted toward greatness, hailed as the perfect trooper? Or did he whisper to Armitage that Phasma had killed him and urge the boy to give her whatever she wanted so long as it benefited the First Order and kept at least one Hux alive? Did he perhaps tell Armitage to drop Phasma out the airlock? And did he then watch his son slowly smile and shake his head no? This is what it must be like, Cardinal thinks, to lose one's faith. He knows everything. And now he knows that Armitage knows everything, or at the very least, Armitage knows the most dangerous, damning parts. The First Order would rather have Phasma as she is, a bloodthirsty, disloyal murderer, than an honorable, faithful, true-believing, by-the-books soldier like Cardinal. Cardinal, who has done everything they've ever asked. Cardinal, who teaches and comforts and encourages the children. Cardinal, who has given everything he has for the First Order. Thoughts and doubts and rage run on repeat in his head as the lift goes up and up and up. His fingers clench and unclench, and sweat drips down the back of his neck. But he's a captain in the First Order, and he will show no outward signs of weakness. Before, such meetings were always exciting. Cardinal's troops were praised, and he was congratulated for his ongoing excellent service to the First Order. But since Phasma became a captain, Cardinal has lost more and more of his program to her, his recruits taken to the finalizer earlier and earlier. Now is his chance to stop losing face and start regaining control. Today, whatever they think their meeting will be about, it will become about revealing and stopping Phasma before she betrays the First Order. As Cardinal stalks the long corridors to the assembly room, he prepares his speech in his head. What he'll say, how he'll say it, how to condense hours and hours of Vi's storytelling details into the simple facts that will condemn Phasma completely. Even if Armitage already dismissed his concerns, the younger Hux is not the only authority in the First Order. The others, perhaps even Kylo Ren, will want to know about the monster hiding in plain sight, her disloyalty merely a matter of time and opportunity. Perhaps they too will wish to see the face she wears behind her mask. Considering what Cardinal now knows about Armitage, he understands that this meeting is his only chance to make his case. A man willing to let Phasma kill his own father would have no problem ending Cardinal himself. Cardinal is willing to take that risk. He's given himself plenty of time to get there, as he always likes to be early for such events. As he turns the corner where he last passed Captain Phasma, the air seems somehow colder. A few officers are chatting in front of the assembly room, their black uniforms spotless and their pointy caps perfectly straight. Armitage Hux appears behind them with Phasma in his wake, and the officers go silent and duck into the room. Armitage sees Cardinal, stops, nods, and goes in. Phasma pauses. She makes no move whatsoever, no nod or shrug, or anything to suggest there's a human being under her shiny chrome armor. Without a word or even her usual nod to Cardinal, she follows Armitage into the room, and Cardinal picks up his pace, his cape snapping as he hurries, but not enough to make him appear worried. The door is closed, and he taps in the code, but it doesn't budge. A sense of panic settles around his shoulders as he looks up and down the hall. He checks the time, but he's still 30 minutes early. No one else appears to be coming. He tries the code again, and still it fails. When he looks to Iris, her beeping suggests that she too is baffled. And Iris is never baffled.
General Hux, has the code been changed?
He says into his comm. He hears a sigh, and Armitage says,
It has. Your presence is no longer necessary. Please continue in your regular duties.
But sir...
A good trooper does not challenge his superior officer, CD0922.
Yes, sir.
Dismissed.
The comm goes silent. The hall is empty. It's over.